all next week.
Media, the pride of internet radio for Deep Creek Lake, Garrett County, Maryland, and the entire world. And we're here to bring you another edition of And Then Some Again with Miss Paula. Today's show is all about marketing. And we're going to let Brianna finish up the song here, and we'll get right with it. Searching for a gold mine, and that kind of fits with the show today, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, it certainly will. We're always looking for a gold mine somewhere, and it doesn't necessarily have to do with dirt
or money. Gold mines come in lots of different forms, and kind of like happiness. But I'm kind of right in the middle of setting up a plowing date for the garden and doing a show at the same time. So today, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's always interesting to try and do two things at one time when you're trying to concentrate to talk and concentrate to do something else.
Well, yeah, we don't do any kind of scripted shows here. It's all pretty much off the cuff, so it takes a little bit of focus. But that's okay, because we got lots of focus on what the topic is today, and that's marketing. Be a little more specific, network marketing. We mentioned it a little bit before in another show, but we want to talk about that in depth today. It seems that network marketing is having a really big, it seems that network marketing is having a really big comeback, considering how bad it was and how many scam companies and scam products and everything else there was in the 90s. Our first experience with it was in 1991, as I've wrote about online here. And when I first heard about network marketing, and I think Paula can agree, that we were pretty well turned on about the whole idea.
Yeah, it was an exciting new concept to us. And so because we were working with family, and you know, family supposedly vouched for this person, you know, we trusted their judgment, and we jumped right in there with both feet too. And it was, to me, it was like riding a roller coaster. It was really exciting at the beginning. There was all the fanfare and the product, and you're up on this really high, you know, like going up the big hill on a roller coaster, and then it gets into the nitty gritty of it, of to 150 people to get one, and then you go down that big roller coaster hill into the valley. And
wait a minute, going down the hill is the exciting part. You got it backwards. That boring part, climbing the hill. That's that where we're at. You know, whenever nobody's responding, or we get the big cross fingers because we're talking about network marketing. You know, and that's really taboo with a lot of people. And that's something I want to cover today, because we went through a period of time where it was pretty much taboo for us too. But that was due to the fact that we went from, as Ms. Paula said about the roller coaster ride, we went from really cool highs to really sad lows, sometimes pretty quick. And it was because lots of different reasons. Sometimes we didn't do our homework on the company or the products. Sometimes it wasn't a matter of anything we did or didn't do. It was a matter of that there was a bunch of crooks at the top that nobody knew about until they ran off with the money. You know, there's a lot of different reasons that network marketing fails. On both sides of the fence. Sometimes it's the person's fault. Sometimes it's the company's fault or the product's fault. Now, if you skip ahead to today with what we have back, I'd say it was 2001 is probably when we decided we were never going to do network marketing ever again. And then I believe it was around 2012. When we dabbled just a little bit with Bitcoin, and that was an affiliate marketing situation also. And we didn't sign anybody up. We didn't do a lot with it. We did make a little bit of money in Bitcoin, but that's a different story. But what we did do was we did learn more about how to do things using tools available today, like Facebook and Instagram and different social media platforms, YouTube and Zoom and, you know, different things like that. And the smart cell phone has become very important.
Yes, it's amazing the tools that have been developed since 1991. I mean, the electronic age has just zoomed along like a bullet train. And back in when we first started, there wasn't such a thing as spam, but this MLMs and network marketing were the inventors of spam. Well, we know the inventor of spam, but that was how spam came to be.
Right. Well, when we first started in 91, there wasn't even the internet yet. I was just learning how to turn a computer on.
There wasn't, you know, Windows.
There was an internet, but we didn't have any clue what it was.
Right. We got started in it right after Windows was developed and AOL was developed. And we were literally on the ground floor of what the internet is today.
Yeah, we were the company. And it's funny. We learned about the internet. I learned how to work a computer. Quite a few new things happened with the short time we was with my brother's company, which is the reason we moved to Texas. His company, one of the jobs that they did for people or other companies was mass mailing or bulk mailing. Anything that goes under the bulk mail permit, or if somebody had 10,000 newsletters to go out or something like that, That's what his company specialized in. And I worked in back in the mailroom, running high-speed mail machines and keeping track of the warehouse. And one day a guy came in and he said he had 100,000 piece mailing he wanted to do. And he wanted to know how many pieces we were able to put in one envelope. And at that point, we understood exactly what he meant. Those really interesting things that you get in the mail, like from your insurance company or credit card companies or whatever, and they have two or three different things folded up and in the same envelope. I had a machine that did that automatically, just lickety-split. So it was a matter of, well, how many do you want to put in the envelope and how big is your envelope? So it ended up being our first exposure to a network marketing company and network marketing products. Back then, they called it multi-level marketing. And so we got the little introduction to it, attending a get-together in my brother's house where the leaders of the company came kind of like a private get-together and put it up on a whiteboard in my brother's living room, exactly what the Matrix is. Now, for anybody that doesn't have any clue what network marketing is, the Matrix is the diagram that you can draw so that people can get a visual of how it works. And the reason, one of the big reasons that network marketing as a whole has this dark cloud or bad name is because that matrix resembles what is known as an airplane ride or a numbers game, and which is highly illegal. But if you have a network marketing company like ours that we work with today that has a forced 2x2 matrix, then it does look just like an airplane ride. Because to give you an example, whenever I got started with the company, and I put in my order, it's been just about 2 months ago now, a little over 2 months ago, I was able to sign Paula up directly under me. And the reason that our company is legal is because of our products and because of the fact that it is a company. They've been in business 10 years. They have distributors in 33-plus countries. So, yeah, there's a lot of things backing this one up. Before we got involved, we started a couple of different times with companies that were just getting started. You remember that old ground floor opportunity?
Yeah, ground floor opportunities usually means we haven't worked all the bugs out of the system yet.
And we want to use your money to start our company.
We want to get in on the pre-launch.
Yeah, pre-launch. Remember that
there's,
well.
There's two buzzwords.
Right. But now sometimes you can't kick it because we do know some of the companies that we heard that from are still in business today selling products. So something must be working. Now, as far as being legal, all you got to do is look around. You see Amway. That's the granddaddy of them all, pretty much. I think they set the standard, started the whole network marketing game back in the 50s, I believe, late 50s or maybe 60s. There was another company.
Stanley.
There was another company back in the day called Watkins.
Watkins, yeah.
And they had distributors that actually traveled around like your Swan's trucks do today.
Yeah, but there's
Swan's trucks. That's an independent distributor working for a company, and it's network marketing.
Well, them guys that run around with the frozen meat.
The frozen meat stuff, right? I tried that out one time back in the 80s.
And there's a lot of pages like where you might go to buy something. If you scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, it says become an affiliate.
Right, right. Just about anything on the internet anymore has an affiliate base. And affiliate marketing is just a fancy way of saying network marketing. If you're an independent contractor and you're selling goods for a company, you're an affiliate. In the same house, if you're in a network marketing company, you're an independent contractor. You do the 1099 for your taxes and the whole deal, and it's no different than the guy that used to be running around selling Watkins products door to door, or any other company that did it that way. Your Avon ladies, your Mary Kay ladies, that's all affiliate marketing. That's all
Tupperware.
Tupperware. Another famous one out there today is called Plexus. We have friends of ours that are in that company, and it's a very, very respectable company with good products and has been around quite a while, and a lot of the same characteristics as the company we're with. So I wanted to get on here today because this is the best way in order to talk about it without looking like we're being pushy salesmen, like we're marketing anything, because the fact is this product sells itself, which is why they offer a 30-day, 100% unconditional money-back guarantee. And that's an empty bottle, empty tube guarantee. You don't have to return any products. You just say you want your money back. And the reports we have from the people we're involved with in our team say it doesn't happen very often, but when it does, the money is usually back in the person's account within 5 business days. So I think that's pretty superior also.
Yes, it is, especially since they're not requiring you to send back the unused product.
Well, that's probably has something to do with the fact that it's a supplement, and they wouldn't want to take the chance of. They probably just don't want to be. They don't want to fool with it. It doesn't matter how much of it you tried to use. I mean, the empty bottle guarantees. Other companies have used it. It's like, okay, I'm going to buy a bottle of it, and I'll get the benefits from it, and then I'm going to send the bottle back and get my money back. And I imagine there's people that take advantage of that. But with the SIA, it's not happening. And I would someday I'm going to find out and actually report it here on the radio just what the numbers are, the percentages of people that join compared to the percentage of people that ask for their money back, and see what that number is. I imagine it's going to be, from what I understand, it's extremely low. And one thing that we've changed a little bit in our marketing is this, very simply this, and this goes out especially to anybody who has already seen anything that we posted or anything like that as far as links to different web pages. There's only one you got to remember, and it's real easy to remember. It's only 2 words, amazingmolecules.com. When you go to amazingmolecules.com, it's going to open up in a SIA page, and there's going to be lots of videos. If you look at the bottom, there's lots of PDFs, lots of documentation, and it's actually 2 pages. You can click on the bottom where it says more videos, and it opens up a second page. And by the time you get done looking at those 2 pages, it's real easy to figure out whether or not you want to A, take the products or try out the products, or B, be involved with the marketing. And with the 30-day money-back guarantee, it's a win-win situation. You get to try the products. You get to see if they make a difference. And what was the schedule as far as when, how long, and so on?
Well, they say 15% of the people have an immediate response. But for most everybody else, it takes up to 90 days. But some people start, I think it's 30 to 40% see changes after 2 weeks. But 90 days is seems to be the magic number.
Right. Well, and we were in the 15%. Somebody asked me, matter of fact, the gentleman that joined up yesterday asked me, well, how long did it take for you to notice effects? And with the problems I have with arthritis, 2 different kinds in my back, and all the things I have going on medically, it was amazing to me, the difference. It didn't take away the pain, but it made a lot of difference in the amount of pain that I had, which means that tells me that it cut down the inflammation that causes the pain. And for me, it's nerve pain. So it doesn't take very much inflammation to aggravate a nerve ending. So that's why I think he's... Let me bet, had a little something come up here. Let me stick a song on here quick.
What did you do? I was standing there on the porch and it just fell off. Fell over.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
think it's
not
hurting. Yeah, it's a burning thing. And it makes a fiery ring.
And bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring. Fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. And I fell for you like a child. Whoa, the fire went.
Take a quick break there because a little something going on here at the home front, and that's just all part of live radio. You got to love it. That's what makes us different from podcasting. I know some people do live podcasting these days, but if it's live and it's on Blog Talk Radio, it's internet radio, and I've been saying that since about 2009. Now, back to what we was talking about. The whole idea of network marketing has gotten a bad rap, and I've explained it a couple different times why. It has a lot to do with the illegal Ponzi schemes. It has to do with the people that come up with an idea that they're going to make a company. They're going to build this little company, and they're going to make it look like a network marketing company, and they're going to have crappy products that are usually are placebo type whatever. And we're going to do the network marketing thing, and we're going to get a whole bunch of people real fast, and then we're going to just take off with the money. And that sounds like something out of a TV show, but we've actually had it happen twice. So we understand a little bit about top management with bad morals. Now, with ASEA, the company we're with now, the gentleman at the very top has a story. If you watch a video called The Genesis, that tells a story about our founder and his son and how they were offered an ungodly amount of money for the chemistry behind redox signaling and how they made it into these products. And to give you an idea of the amount of money that was said, it was said that it would be enough money that they would never have an urge to talk to anybody about it ever again. There was only one problem. There was 100 and some odd people that were already taking the products and seeing a lot of results, a lot of good results. And the pharmaceutical people told Vardis, said, The only way this deal works is if you take those people's products away from them. It's only 130 people. They can find relief some other way, and we'll do this deal. We'll give you this money that is more money than God, basically. All you got to do is take those products away from those people. And our founder said, we'll get back with you. He sent them packing, and very quickly, him and his son and other people around him decided, no, we're not doing that. We're not taking away products from people that already have them that are seeing results. What we are going to do is we're just going to take the pharmaceutical people out of the picture, and we're going to do this network marketing style. And the reason they pick network marketing is the same reason anybody picks it. It's a great way to get the word out about really good products in a really fast way. And it's also a lot simpler than trying to set it up as a company with employees and salesmen that are employees and so on. When you do network marketing, you have independent contractors that are distributors. And as they've already done, it's real easy to go worldwide. I mean, they're in 33 countries, and they've been doing business with these products and network marketing for less than 12 years, it's my understanding, right around 12 years or less. So it's going to be interesting to see what the next 12 years bring. I'm very happy to be involved with them. I have a team leader that sponsored me, is a gentleman by the name of Dave Struckman. And all you got to do is Google that name, and you're going to find out that this guy has been doing nothing but network marketing since the late 90s when I met him. And that'll tell you something. He's very good at it. He's very successful at it. So he's a really good guy as a friend. I think highly of him as a friend and also as a business associate. And together with the other people that we are working with, we are building the strongest, fastest growing team in the company right now. So that's huge for me. I'm looking forward to the future and what all that means for us as we progress up the ranks and quickly get into a situation where we could be making as much as $3,000-$4,000 a week. Yeah, I said a week. There's people here making 10 times that a week. Possibly 100 times that. I don't know. All I do know is there's a lot of potential, and it's easy to get to. This is a business in a bottle. That's what we used to call it whenever we was talking to people back in the 90s. And multi-level marketing, network marketing, affiliate marketing, whatever you want to call it, it's business in a bottle. Why do I say that? It's very simple. With ASEA, you pay a $40 fee to be a member as an associate. They also have a preferred customer, or if you want to pay full price, you can be just a customer. But they have a preferred customer, which is a good way to buy the products if you don't want to do the marketing, because you get the prices you pay are wholesale, same as I pay to get my products. So, and the only thing it requires is for you to set up a autoship account with a credit card, and you get wholesale prices. Another good thing about it is the 30-day money-back guarantee, of course. But the auto ship means that you're going to have product in your hands every month. You don't have to worry about remembering what you ordered or how long ago you ordered it or whatever. Paul and I have ours set up where when we get down to one bottle of water, our auto ship is showing up at the door, so we never run out. Same way with the Renew 28. We used a lot of Renew 28 because it works. You put it on a place, someplace that you have pain, apply it just like hand cream. You wait 3 minutes, and you go back and reapply it again, and guarantee you, you will be amazed how this works. And it works on everything. We got testimonials from people using the gel and the water on all different sorts of things. People put the water in spray bottles and sprayed it in their eyes and helped with eye problems, you know, different things like that. It's amazing what people are doing and have done in the past with this product. Now, if you're on Facebook, there is a place you can go. You don't have to take my word on all this stuff, there is a place you can go. It's a public group. Actually, it's a private group, but we're able to let people in the back door, kind of, sort of, where you talk. Let's see if I can find it here. There it is. And the best way to get involved is just to go do a search on Healthy Self on Facebook. ASEA Healthy Self, ASEA Healthy Self. And like I said, it's a private group, so you'll have to ask for an invite to get in. And I think usually you have to know somebody, right? Or you're not unmuted.
It's testimony, so usually if you ask to join, it's got a join button, they'll let you in. I'm sure there's some questions you have to answer about why you want in the group.
Right. Well, the simple way to do it is just to contact me, Oro Cass, on Facebook. I'm all over the place, easy to find. Paula Cass, same way. And contact us, and we'll get you in through proper channels. No, not proper. We'll get you in.
We'll send you an invite.
Send you an invite, whatever you want to do, yeah. Everything good in there?
We'll have to see. Because he bumped his head a couple places, too.
Okay, I was just wondering. I'm glad it's not 911 action. That's the important part.
No, it's not 911, but we'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah, I was covering the whole thing. Why don't you cover the other thing I had on my show notes over here is to talk about where we can be found, and that kind of leads right in where I was just at in the conversation when you got back out here. Where are we on the internet, and how do people get a hold of us, and all the different groups and pages? Can you remember all of them?
Well, actually, I do. One thing the simplest way to do it is you can put Orocast or Paulocast in your search engine, and we usually pop on the first page with many, many, many entries. But we have our personal pages on Facebook. We also have Aura Expedition page and group. We have a KDCL Media page. We have O&P's Finders Keepers group and page. There's a spot right there. Yeah. You made me lose my train of thought. Oh, Orocast. Well, you asked me a question. Orocast Reflects. There's an eBay page with for OMP's Finders Keepers. There's also a 3D cart page for OMP's Finders Keepers. When I get 10 seconds, I try and work on it.
Turn my mute button off, that'd help.
I don't always get those 10 seconds because somebody is always saying, here, do this for me before you do something else. but let's see. I think I covered everything. www.oroexpeditions. There's a whole bunch of links on the blog talk page on the marquee there. You can click on any of the links on the marquee, and one link leads to another link to another, and they're all linked together there eventually.
Right. I'm glad you brought up Oro Expeditions, because that's what we just did a show last week about. We're bringing back, putting the spotlight back on Oro Expeditions, because it's been in the dark for a couple of years. We've been taking care of business here at the house, and there hasn't really been anything you could call an expedition. So, but I have a feeling this summer it's going to be a little different. So I went back in the archives, in the video archives, which we have quite a few thousand hours of, I believe. And just random video from the different expeditions from 13 up through 15. And then there's been some trips we've made in 16, 17, not so much in 18 and 19, but we the last big expedition we did was one of those chance of a lifetime deals. We were sitting on the line, the 7-foot line that can be measured, exact middle of the path of totality of the 2017 full eclipse, solar eclipse. We were in southeastern Oregon, and we made sure we checked it all out just right, and we ended up being on one of our the group that we belong to, Lost Dutchman Mining Association. Their claim at that in that particular location, one of them happened to be right on the path of totality, and they talk about the 7-mile line, the 700-foot line, the 70-foot line, and the 7-foot line when you're talking about eclipses. If you're on the 7-foot line, you are just as perfect as you can be to see the full effects of the solar eclipse and the longest period of time. As soon as you start going side to side on either side of the line, you start cutting back on the amount you get to see and the amount of time you get to see it. What's your best memories of that little trip?
The one to Blue Bucket?
I just got reminded of it because I just got done watching all the videos.
Wow. Well, it wasn't just us. We had somebody else with us. We were caravanning with somebody else. So
right.
that always makes a difference. After we left Blue Bucket, we went down into Colorado and visited a couple of the claims, LDMA and GPAA claims, along the Colorado River and Soda Creek. I think we went up to Idaho Springs, with there on the
Buena Vista.
Yeah, there at Buena Vista when we were on the Colorado River.
No, I'm talking about when we're up over 10,000 feet up. We were looking for that one claim that's up there.
Oh, yeah. No, not the one at Silverton.
It's Georgetown.
Georgetown, yeah.
Yeah, Georgetown's like 11,000 feet or something. So, yeah, that was – I remember those times very well. We got a lot of great memories from the days of the expeditions. And you can catch up with all of it on the Oral Expedition page. Miss Paula's been in there doing a lot of updating, and we've been digging up some of the old videos that haven't made their way over to the website. And I've been posting quite a few videos on the Oral Expedition page on Facebook. And we're getting ready is what we're doing. We're gonna have an Expedition 2020. I can feel it coming. So we're getting everybody used to seeing the history and the memories so that we can be fully engaged when it comes time to get out of here and go do an expedition.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to get back out on the road again. It'll be interesting to see the difference that a few years can make. And hopefully we'll get to spend the extended amount of time like we did in 14 and 15.
Yeah. Well, 13 was pretty much me solo. That was one of those, I guess you'd call it, what do they call them, midlife crisis. That's what some people would call it, but I didn't. I just called it, I was done with 30 years of driving a truck, and I wanted to go live life a little bit. And because of the situation the way it was, Miss Paula wasn't able to join me, so I told her I'm going to load up the Nugget Buggy, as we call it, which is our little red Dodge Nitro, now known as Little Buggy or Little Bug. And I was going to go find enough gold to make a difference before I came home. So I did manage to make it home that year for her birthday and was here for about a week and then went back down south. Ended up Alabama, back up to Tennessee, and then from Tennessee ended up out straight out, make a beeline to Southwest Oregon. So we're going to be talking a lot more about all that on future shows, so be sure and stay tuned in. And don't forget, folks, if you're out there listening from a link, we have a chat room, a live chat room that's open whenever we're on live. And we also have call-in number, 515-602-9763. Mark it, make a note of it in your phone, and dial in when we're on the air so that you can listen that way. Or if you decide you want to jump on the show with us and participate, sometimes we've been known to do that too. Another little thing we've been known to do quite a bit of in the past is contest with pretty cool prizes. And that's coming up real soon. Matter of fact, I'm going to be announcing one here coming up next week.
Yeah, I think I kind of spoiled the last one unintentionally.
Yeah, no biggie.
Let's see, we got 18 minutes left, but another aspect of marketing, and not just network marketing or whatever, to kind of a broader sense of marketing, is if you think about it, in that esoteric, kind of out there in the ether sort of way, we market ourselves our entire lives. We're constant, when we're in school, we're always marketing ourselves to our teachers because we want to get good grades and be popular. We also market ourselves to our fellow students,
our friends,
especially if we want to get into sports or student government, something like that. Usually once puberty hits, you're marketing yourself to your boyfriend or your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
College, they say, oh, you got to do all this so you can get into, you know, fill out your activities and do a lot of things and in the communities and market yourself to the colleges so they'll want you to come to their school. And then once you get out of college, then you're marketing yourself to find a job.
Well, you're marketing yourself with all this SAT stuff. You know, you've got to get perfect SAT scores
so that you can get into
college.
A better college. And,
yeah. That's all about marketing.
So our entire lives, from the cradle to the grave, we're marketing ourselves along with all the other things that we market. We're marketing for a spouse and to get better lives for our children and, you know, the right daycare and the right schools. And it's a never-ending spiel of marketing.
That's it. And that's a good way to put it, because some people might not think about their life being full of marketing opportunities like that. And what we offer is no different, other than the fact that when you get involved, if you're coming in as a marketer, you're going to have a team of millionaires that are going to be teaching you how to do this. You're going to have a full team of millionaires and people of all different ranges making money that are going to be on the team, and everybody pulls together here. That's the reason that Miss Paula has actually gone to, when need be, she's actually going to be picking up the phone and making phone calls, which that's usually my job. Her job is usually the technical stuff and the computer stuff and all that, and I'm the one that gets on the phone and calls leads and so on. And one of the first questions people come up with when you talk about marketing is, well, where do you find the people to talk to? And, of course, anybody that's had any run-in with network marketing knows the first thing you hear when you join up is to make a list, to make your list of 100. List of 100 is the 100 people in your life that you consider your warm market, which are people – not only your friends and family, but also like your mailman, like your kids' teachers, and just people that you know of.
People that cut your hair.
Yeah, not necessarily know as friends, but just know of in your life. And that makes up the 100 list. Okay. I was seriously impressed. I already knew what was coming. And the gentleman that I'm involved with, as far as the marketing goes, doesn't really believe much in that. He's more of a boots on the ground kind of guy, where we get our number one goal when somebody comes in new is to show them the best way to generate leads and the best way to contact those leads. And then extras like three-way calling. Whenever somebody has a lot of interest and they have questions that, say, if I have somebody on the phone and they ask a question I can't answer, I tell them, hold on a minute, let me get somebody to answer that. Boom, I can do a three-way to any one of a dozen people, including my sponsor, who not only will answer the question, but will help me close the deal. That's the power of the group that's involved that never gets talked about. When people look at network marketing, they don't get a chance to hear about that part. They don't get a chance to see that part because they get scared away by the idea of marketing products or whatever it is that scares people away. A lot of people get scared away from network marketing simply because Uncle Bob told them not to get involved with it. Because Uncle Bob been involved with a bunch of them and he got burnt bad and blah, blah, blah. And hypothetical Uncle Bob, guess what? He's not the one you want to listen to if you're talking about finances. It doesn't sound like he's very good at it. So this, yeah, you laugh, but that's the truth.
Well, that's because Uncle Bob has a garage full of lotions, potions, and pills.
Right. And we're not going, this is totally hypothetical. No, nothing against any real Uncle Bob. But that's the way people get a bad taste in their mouth for network marketing, or one of the ways. Another way is that they're Uncle Bob. They had a bad experience or more, one or more bad experiences. Maybe lost a bunch of money. Maybe lost a bunch of friends. You know? That's all, the way I look at all that, that's personal experiences. And if you really are serious about what we call Plan B right now, then you want to get serious about looking at something like network marketing. Because this is the perfect time for a home-based business. It's the perfect time for a business that everything is handled either on the internet or by UPS or the post office, whatever. There's no travel involved. There's no face-to-face involved unless you want to.
And there's no everything is shipped right straight to the customer. Nothing.
Yeah.
You don't have to have anything in your garage unless you want to have it in your
Uncle
garage.
Yeah, Uncle Bob's garage full of products is a thing of the past. Because, matter of fact, a lot of companies that do network marketing monitor that and make sure people are not doing that. Then, and the garage full of products, so we, just to explain, there's been opportunities in the past and probably still some out there now where the more product you bought, the more you went up in the ranks and made more money. But are you really making more money if you're the one buying the products to make it happen? It's kind of like that guy on that commercial about doing cocaine so he could work more, so he could make more money, so he could do more cocaine, so he could work more. You know, the circle. Okay? That's Uncle Bob's garage.
Yeah, like a hamster on a wheel.
We're going to buy $10,000 worth of product so we can get up to the rank where we make $10,000.
Unless you have people that you're going to sell that $10,000 worth of stuff to, you can't keep doing that month after month after month. You eventually have to give it up.
Right. Or build a new garage.
Yeah, or a barn or
someplace to put all that product.
You know, open your own roadside stand or something.
So I think we test pretty good bases on this show. I'm looking forward to when we are able to expand to 2 and 3 hour shows. I just get a good start going on the 1 hour shows, and we don't have a reason to take the 1 hour break with a 1 hour show. That was always a lot of fun in the past. And folks, just so you know, if you come over on the Blog Talk webpage, you can look up some of our old episodes. There are still a lot of them that work, that still play on our page, which you can find at blogtalkradio.com/KDCLmedia. And that link, you're going to need it 3 times a week right now. And that's something else that might change in the near future, is the number of days of the week we're on. But for now, it's like today, Saturday at 3, and Tuesday and Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern. And we try to do a different subject every show. We try to, you know, keep it light. Leroy shows up. Leroy must be out fishing today. He's seen his motorcycle out back. So that's a good thing.
Yes, that's a good thing.
Anything else you want to finish up with?
Not that I can think of right off the top of my head. My thought process kind of got blown out of the water a little bit.
Well, that's why I was thinking we'd go ahead. I want to play something a little different today. Being it's the middle of the day, I don't know. Is she out there?
Yeah, Rock's looking for you.
Is she out there, man? Better watch him. He's going to watch him. Yeah, she's out there. This is a tradition that we've done ever since my wife dedicated this song to me many years ago on the air. And it was a total shock to me because she had never done anything like that before at the time. And Rosalie just kind of fits at the end of every show. So why change a good thing? Folks, we're going to back it on out of here a few minutes early today. Make sure everything's good to go on the home front here. Our next show coming up Tuesday night, 9 p.m. I'm not sure what the subject matter will be, but keep an eye on your notifications if you're over at Blog Talk signed up to get them. We'll be on for sure, 9 p.m. Tuesday, 9 p.m. Thursdays. Everybody have a blessed day and a blessed week.
See y'all Tuesday.
Take me to ooh.